Gil Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
It's live. It's local. It's the Gil Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. WVNN online at WVNN.com and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 7:08 here on your Wednesday morning. I'm Dale Jackson. The phone number is 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. We talked a little bit, and I wrote a piece for AL.com about voter fraud yesterday. And I wrote a piece laying out, and the obvious normal responses were there. The, oh my God, how dare you say such a thing? Oh my God, how you say such horrible things about our dear election system. There is no fraud. How dare you? You can't prove it. There is no fraud. And then I, of course, laid out to them that, hey, if there is no fraud, then we got nothing to worry about if we just go ahead and start checking that since there is no mechanism. People had no interest in that conversation. It was, again, a giant scam. And by the way, it's not to say that this issue isn't relevant elsewhere, but it is a bit ridiculous in these counties that have more than one voter for every person over the age of 18. Lee Roop of AL.com talked to an election expert, Hans von Spakovsky, a former U.S. Justice Department elections attorney, member of the Federal Election Commission, and senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Maybe we should get this guy on the program. He spoke about reports that four Alabama counties have more registered voters than residents. He said the following. They can lay out what they've done to follow federal election law. When's the last time they sent out a U.S. Postal Service mailing? Von Spakovsky referred to a requirement that election officials periodically send a mail out to every registered voter. The post office returns all mail that can't be delivered, for example, because the person no longer lives at that address. Checking or doesn't exist. Correct. Checking the return mail against the voter list is one clear way to clean up the list. Von Spakovsky agreed with Alabama Secretary of State Jim Bennett that the discrepancies, quote, create the opportunity to commit fraud. It doesn't necessarily mean that there is fraud. However, the opportunity would be there. And why would we want to allow that opportunity to exist? I have absolutely no idea. But you will notice if you go to AL.com and you read any of these stories that Democrats don't even want it checked. They just don't. They consider the mere action of checking the see if there is fraud. They consider that itself to be an affront to American freedom. We should have the freedom to not be questioned or asked about what's going on in our elections. I mean, we just should have that right to never have to question whether or not, you know, our votes are counting because, hey, it's racist to do otherwise. That's not my words. Okay? Now, that is not me saying that. That is the idiots in South Alabama in the Black Belt who argue that, hey, voter fraud is not a big deal, so let's just allow it to happen. And this is exactly where we're seeing the voter fraud that is being suspected. Uniontown, we've heard that one, where more votes were cast than people that live there. Do we remember that? I mean, there is no voter fraud, right? There is no voter fraud. Just continue to say that. Put your fingers in your ears and pretend that there is no reason to believe that anyone out there would be committing voter fraud. No one. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Dead people voting, not a big deal. But here's the interesting thing about this, and it continues to be the main issue. There is no mechanism to check this. There is no mechanism to check this. And allow me to reiterate this one more time. There is no mechanism to check for voter fraud. In Perry County, the 2,587 registered voters in a population of 1,775. The total votes cast, 1,431. A turnout of 55% of registered voters and a whopping 80% of the town's population. I want you to think about that for a second. The percentage of registered voters is lower than the percentage of the town's population that voted. Just think about that for a second. I want you to think about that. Because there are 2,000-something people registered to vote in a town of 1,400 people. But again, there is no voter fraud. Deputy Secretary of State Emily Thompson said Wednesday that it's possible to have more registered voters than a town's listed population due to a number of factors, including census errors, because voter registrars have strict guidelines in removing voters, and even inactive ones. Perry County Board of Registrars chairwoman said that 279 of the town's registered voters were removable due to being dead or having been convicted felons. So they were still on the rolls. And just to make sure that they were still on the rolls and they still were eligible to vote and they could have went out and voted. You also had 650 absentee ballots that were cast in the Uniontown election, or 45% of the total. And keep in mind, 45% of the total, which was higher than the percentage, 45% of the town, so 50% of the town or more was out of town that day. The state average, by the way, 3 to 5%. But remember, there is no such thing as voter fraud. When asked about the number of registered voters compared with the town's population, the Uniontown clerk said, I haven't given it a thought. Again, I haven't given it a thought. No worries. Just so you know, the electoral system and, you know, how we make decisions in this country. But no, don't worry about the potential for fraud. Don't worry about that. We know for a fact that some people don't live in the city they say they live in. The law says if they bring in an application, we have to register them. Perry County Commissioner Albert Turner Jr. said he believed the high turnout was a result of a grant and a loan the United States Department of Agriculture awarded to Uniontown earlier this month to upgrade its wastewater treatment system, which apparently turned into a situation that people were multiplying because they were drinking the water and registering to vote under different names and then going out and voting. They went to the polls to show, listen to this, they went to the polls to show the incumbent mayor and council their appreciation. Folks, that doesn't happen. Okay? You don't go to the polls to say, man, things are great. You go to the polls to say things suck. Okay? That is what happens. Incumbent Mayor Jamal Hunter won re-election with 73% of the votes. Hunter got 73% of the votes cast for mayor, according to the unofficial but complete results. Slightly fewer, 1,425, voted in the five council races. They got $4.8 million from the USDA to repair their system, which had been cited repeatedly by the Alabama Department of Environmental Management in recent years. It's crazy. Voter identification beyond self-listing the last four digits of a Social Security number on or a driver's license number is not required to vote in Alabama. Although there are supposed to be checks and balances to prevent fraud. I mean, listen to this. People will tell you there is no voting for voter fraud, but everything about this story tells you there is very, very high likelihood that there's voter fraud in this situation, right? I referenced this story from 2012 for a reason. Over and over and over again, we are screamed at and told there is no voter fraud. But every single year, we hear more and more and more about things that are likely voter fraud. But because there's no mechanism to check, well, then there is no fraud. Thompson said voting complaints are referred to the local district attorney, and that if a written complaint is received, a copy would go to the attorney general's office. She is absolutely committed to ensuring that only qualified voters are registered in any county, but also that registrars follow the correct procedures for removal. And this is Beth Chapman's guy. There are strict federal and state mandates on how someone can be removed from the voter list, and voter registrars in every county must be careful to adhere to those guidelines, even though they don't. Like, even though they don't is mine. Okay, that's mine. So we've got people, more voters, more registered voters than people eligible. You've got, okay, so let's just look at the red flags here for just a second, okay? All right. You've got a number of registered voters higher than the number of people that live in the town. Okay, that's a red flag. You've got an 80% turnout in the election amongst townspeople that they think actually exist. Which, by the way, a lower number, 55% of actual registered voters show up in a mayoral election. A small town mayoral election got an 80% turnout. And I want you to listen to those things and ask yourself if they make any sense. And the answer, if you are have any honesty in your body, tells you, this stinks. There's something there. So next time someone tells you there's no voter fraud, just remember, in a small town in Alabama, 80% of the electoral, 80% of the people registered to vote. That's not right either. 80% of the people who live in the town showed up for a mayoral election in Uniontown, Alabama, when we know damn well 80% of the people that live in that town did not show up to vote. 45% of those showed up via absentee ballot, and we know damn well 45% of them were not out of town that day. But remember, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Just keep on beating that drum, folks. Keep on beating that drum. And I'll say what I always say. Democrats love voter fraud because it benefits them. Republicans want to stop voter fraud because it doesn't benefit them. It's that simple. There's no other way to put it. It's that simple. Stay tuned. Live, local, news talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. I just came across something that keeps coming up, and I tend to agree with it. And parents, this is on you. This is your fault. Should your kids be banned from restaurants? And I'm not saying a government ban. Should I, if I'm a restaurant owner, be able to tell you, get your damn kids out of my restaurant? Every time I go to a restaurant, anywhere that is not a bar, which now I'm thinking about how rare that is. Anytime I go to a restaurant where they allow kids, I'm shocked by how bad some of you parents allow your kids to act. A few weeks ago, I was at a restaurant and a kid was outside running up and down the street in the road. In the road. Well, their parents waited to get seated, and the parents didn't say a word. The parents just let him run up and down the road. Inside the restaurant, they got inside the restaurant. What did they do? Now, the little girl, cute as can be, got inside the restaurant, and what did she do? She ran up and down the aisles.
She's just a free spirit.
Fine, she's a horrible child. And there are some restaurants who are actually deciding that they are not going to allow kids into their restaurant. Now, if I'm going to go to a restaurant, maybe no smoking is something that might attract me there. I think the business owner should have the right to do so. But I don't think it needs to be banned. I think parents need to just be hit with like a surcharge or something. Like a bad parenting surcharge. And obviously you couldn't call it that because people would be upset that you're referring to them as bad parenting. Unruly child, no, can't do that. So I would just ban them outright.
Or just get over the public perception of what people think about him and just whip the hell out of the kid if he acts up.
Well, I don't know if you can beat up a kid in public. That would be even worse.
You know what I mean.
But there are some restaurants that are considering banning children. So would this make you more or less likely to go to a restaurant? Part of this story was a woman in a restaurant with two twins. They were sleeping, and a waitress came by and said, "I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. We don't allow children." So they were kicked out of a restaurant for having kids. Is this something restaurants should be doing? 1-866-494-WVNN.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Listen live online at WVNN.com and on iHeartRadio. Depend on it.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time 737. Here on your Wednesday morning. Did you know Walton Goggins was from Alabama? Had no idea he was born in Birmingham. Shane from The Shield. He plays on Justified.
He's been
in
a couple movies. Yeah, he's Boyd Crowder.
There you go. You like Justified. Never seen it.
Love that show.
Far better movie, or far better show than any show I've ever seen. The Shield. Go check it out. I will constantly promote The Cult of The Shield until the day I die. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. One episode. That's all I ask. It'll hook you. Did you ever watch it?
I've only watched it a couple of times, but I guess you've moved on since you cannot no longer promote the How I Met Your Mother cult.
I'm on the Walking Dead now. I'm into season two of The Walking Dead. They just shot an 8-year-old girl. That's where I'm at in the Walking Dead. She was a zombie, so I guess it's okay. But that's where I am. Spoiler alert. Great show, man. What a great show that is too. All right, talking about kids in restaurants. In Tampa, apparently there are some restaurants that ban kids. Are there any of these in Alabama? Are there any restaurants that specifically ban? This is your opportunity, business owners. If you're listening and your restaurant specifically bans children, I'm not talking about bars. If your restaurant specifically bans children, I'm dying to hear where they are, because I'm just interested. I'm just interested. But there is a restaurant. You know what kills me about this is in the story, they don't even mention the name of the restaurant. Have you ever been to a restaurant and there's a child that's misbehaving? Maybe you're a parent who has a difficult time controlling your children during dinner. Well, if you are, don't take your kids out. That would be my statement. Do not take your stupid kids out to dinner if you can't control them. It was not the relaxing afternoon meal Elizabeth Houston was hoping for. She went to a Bay Area restaurant only to be asked to leave. Quote, "It was just really embarrassing. We sat down and the waitress kindly came over and said, 'I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. We don't allow children.' She was shocked because her 9-month-old twins were sleeping." You kind of feel like you're getting kicked out of the club for having children. And this isn't the only restaurant in Tampa Bay that bans kids. Osteria Natalia is serving up traditional Italian without a side of young children. Owner Spatico Galato, well, man. This guy sounds like a mob movie. It says, because of the intimate setting, the dining room would be dangerous for children. Listen to this. There are forks and knives and warm food and soup, things that can eventually injure small children. Yes, because other restaurants don't have forks and knives and warm food. After a few issues, he decided to stop allowing children under 7 in his restaurant. He lost some customers. He said got some emails saying it wasn't fair. I also discovered a lot of customers decided to come back again because they tell me that they're happy having a nice experience without kids screaming. The real issue here is the stupid parents, not the stupid kids. I can't stand going out to eat with people who have kids, especially because you can't tell them, hey, be a good parent. I went out to eat with a friend of mine, traveled to see him. His kid was awful. She was an absolute monster. I couldn't believe how she was acting. Monstrous. Monstrous. To the phones. Ray Madison, you're on the First Family Mortgage, 1FMC.com. A talk back line. Kids in restaurants, should they ban them or nay?
I think there is a way to go about this in a way that makes everybody win. And bear in mind, this is coming from a parent of first grade twin boys.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
When I take my kids out to eat, the number one thing I look for, and I'm not kidding around, does the restaurant have Wi-Fi? Because I can pull out my kids' iPads and occupy them.
And if they do, you let them sit on their iPad during dinner?
I usually have them in a backpack or something. I'll pull them out after they've eaten their dinner.
So how do you keep
them? Because I understand that they get bored easily. And I need to occupy their minds in order for them to be good.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
So
what do you do? What do you do when they start acting up?
I try not to lose it. Because I realize how everybody looks at me like, oh my God, you're such a bad parent. But by the same token, if my kids are just going to keep acting up, I just don't care anymore.
Interesting. Interesting.
So I do discipline them there.
Yeah.
I think the restaurant should be able to enact a family night deal where the parents come in and the kids eat for like Thursday night. And then on Saturday, I declare it, quote, date night, adults only.
Interesting. Now, that's an interesting idea. I just think that parents who have these kids who are somewhat unruly, and maybe they don't even acknowledge they're unruly, but who are somewhat unruly, just take them outside. I mean, that is the whole thing that I don't understand. Why do you, I mean, they think ignoring their kids, oh, they'll get tired of being like this. Now, why don't they just let them, take them outside until they calm down? And a lot of people, well, you know, you shouldn't have to take my kid outside. I should be able to, well, you're stopping other people from enjoying their meal. Bill, Athens, you're up next. You're on the First Family Mortgage, 1FMC.com talkback line on WVNN. What's up?
Well, I own a restaurant. And, you know, if a restaurant wants to bang kids, that's their own thing, and I don't really recommend it. But you hit the nail on the head. The problem is the parents. That's where the problem starts at.
Now, when kids are acting out in your restaurant, what's your policy? Just let them go crazy?
Well, you know, I kind of do things my own way, and I look at it as, you know, my restaurant is my house. That's the way I look at it.
You should be able to make your own decisions, right?
Well, you know, if you take your kids to someone's house and they act up, you need to deal with them. And, you know, that come in, and I have some that come in that some of them have the worst kids in the world, but it's not the kids' fault. It's mom and daddy's fault. And I'll go out and I'll say, you know, look, you need to stay in your seat.
And what do the parents say to that?
Well, sometimes I get a dirty look, sometimes I don't, and sometimes, you know, I think it kind of embarrasses the parents. And they'll take control, and the kids will sit there, and it works out good. Now, sometimes they just pretty much ignore me.
Interesting. Do you want to give a plug of your restaurant?
Sure. It's Hickory Barn Barbecue.
What's it called?
Hickory Barn Barbecue.
Where is it? Is that the one off of Madison Boulevard, right?
No, off of 72 in Athens. We're 13 miles from the interstate.
13 miles from the interstate. All right, there we go. Go check it out. Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Interesting. Interesting. Someone on Facebook said Nick's Restaurante does not allow children. I think that's a good idea, personally. I really do. Because I'll tell you, the bad experiences I've had at restaurants, all of them are child-related. I mean, if you think about it, all the bad experiences I've had with other people at restaurants, I mean, obviously there's instances at restaurants where you have bad experiences with the food, but all the instances I've had with bad experiences at restaurants are all kid-related. All of them. Because kids are gross. And they're loud and they're mean. Will Huntsville, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Hey, Dale. Hey. My thoughts on it are a lot of it depends on the type of restaurant you're at. You know, I have a 2-year-old who is an absolute wild child, and he will not behave in a restaurant. So the only restaurant he goes to is fast food or something like Pizza Hut. You know, and he wants to act a little bit crazy there. You know, I'm not gonna act right, but.
So why, you know, why is he so crazy? Why can't you control him at a restaurant?
He's wild, you know, and And he gets disciplined, you know, and I take him outside when he starts acting up like that. Mm-hmm. I don't just let him sit there and act crazy, you know.
So you just choose to not go through that experience at the restaurant. You don't take him to restaurants unless, like you said, they're fast food or a Pizza Hut where that kind of behavior is not maybe tolerated but somewhat expected. And you can just take him outside and deal with him. You just don't want to do that.
Right, you know, and it drives me insane, you know, when I try to sit down, you know, somewhere with my wife for a nice dinner, you know, and then you've got someone who has their two or three kids over there is acting insane, you know. I mean, you know, I don't like to be able to bring my kids everywhere we go, but it's just not appropriate sometimes, you know what I mean?
What's the worst thing your kid ever did?
Oh, this last week he dumped pasta in the lady's hair, so...
Yeah. Wait. You sure this wasn't a sitcom you were watching? Your kid actually got up. I just want to make sure I understand this. Your kid got up, picked up a bowl of pasta, walked over, and dumped it on someone's hair.
No, he threw it behind him, to the booth behind him.
I like that kid. I would have enjoyed that kind of stuff. I still do that now. So maybe ban me from restaurants. Up now, Conrad Thompson, First Family Mortgage. Conrad, he's a guy who, you know, he's like a big kid. But he's a smart kid because he can save you money on your mortgage. Now, your kid can't do that. Your kid might throw pasta on the people next to you, but he can't save you money on your mortgage. Conrad can, right, Conrad?
That's exactly right. But you know where Dale and I can't go anymore is Olive Garden. Dale has had a few pasta throwing incidents over there.
That's true. So true.
But thankfully, we can go ahead and save Dale some money, and we can save you some money, too. 1 week from today, we lose our ability to help families with credit scores in the 500s. Lots and lots of commission salespeople. Small business owners like myself listen to WVNN. And what that means in your business for yourself is that paycheck isn't guaranteed every week. Those bills keep coming, but sometimes the paychecks don't. So what we have to happen there sometimes is people miss a payment here or there. They start to get worried about their credit, and then they don't call First Family because they don't think they'll qualify. The second chance refinance is the answer you've been looking for. We can even help families with credit scores in the 500s. So you really don't need perfect credit. It really does just take 10 minutes, and we can save you thousands. How do we do that exactly? We show you how to pay your house off faster. We get you the cash out you need to get rid of all your other debt, a second mortgage, maybe car payments, credit card loans. You can make life a whole heck of a lot simpler with a quick 10-minute phone call. But we're going to lose this program 1 week from today. You don't have to close by then. Just get started, and it's no cost, no obligation. So go ahead and give us a call this morning on your ride to work and just run the numbers. Just give yourself a peace of mind of knowing you've got the best deal possible for your family with First Family at 425-0105.
There you go. Conrad Thompson, First Family Mortgage. That guy can save you money. Let him. Give him a call, 425-0105. That's 425-0105. Call Conrad Thompson. Call First Family Mortgage. When you do, you know, you need to tell him Dale Jackson sent you. Remember, NMLS number 65084, an equal housing lender. It's Conrad Thompson. And look, clock's ticking, folks, on that second chance refinance. Call him today. Call Conrad Thompson. Call First Family Mortgage. And when you do, make sure you tell him Dale Jackson sent you.
This segment of the Dale Jackson Show is brought to you by our friends at First Family Mortgage. Let First Family Mortgage help you with your house by calling Conrad today at 425-0105.
All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 753 here on your Wednesday morning. So I asked you for your worst kid story. I'll give you one. A kid running up and down the aisle with a dirty is the wrong word, chicken wing in his hand. It's got sauce dripping off it, running up and down the aisle and actually touching people with it that are sitting in the booths. Little monster. Absolute monster. And it would have been one instance where I would have not had a problem with some random person getting up and kicking that kid through a wall. I mean, just horrible. Why would you allow your kid? And that's why people don't want kids in restaurants. And that's why people don't want to deal with kids all the time, because the parents refuse to do anything. Because in order for the kid to do that, the kid has to know that there is nothing that he's going to have to deal with when it comes to his parents. His parents are just going to let him do whatever he wants. They know it. They absolutely know it. It's a parenting problem. But there are restaurants in town, apparently, that do not allow kids. And that's interesting. Dan in Madison, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Not much, Dale. I guess, first off, sounds like to me maybe you should never have kids.
No, I that's probably right for a bunch of reasons.
And I guess the other thing is, two more things real quickly, is number one is, you know, if it was my kid, I'd say, okay, I go up to the adult and say, look, sir, now if you can't control your son and you can't, you know, set him aside and tan his butt, well, then what I'll do is I'll kick your butt, okay? And then you can take it out on your son. How's that sound? So
that doesn't actually happen, though. I mean, have you ever went to another parent and said, parent your kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Really?
I've done that. Yes, sir. I mean, I'll say this much. I tell you, when my kids were young and they did that, I'm going to tell you what, I didn't spare the paddle. And I could be I'll probably get thrown to jail for this when I say it. But, hey, I whooped my son and daughter real good. And guess what? They never did nothing bad again. So I'm sure, Dale, you got your butt tanned.
Oh, sure. What's the worst thing you ever saw happen? What's the worst thing your kids ever did in a restaurant?
You know, it's been so long. I got middle-aged mullet, dude. I can't remember. But I totally did something wrong because I beat the shit out of them.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Can't remember what it was. Now, and here's – thanks a lot, Dan. Here's the question. Does it make you more likely to go to a restaurant that doesn't allow kids? Would that be a factor? Now, I have people that I know, friends of mine, my girlfriend even says, hey, I don't want to go somewhere where it's smoky. Now, I ignore that and make her go places that are smoky anyway, but she tells me I don't want to go to a smoky restaurant. I like to hang out at Humphrey's downtown, mayor of downtown, Dale Jackson. And that's a smoky restaurant, especially at a smoky bar after a certain time. But if you go to a place and they said, we specifically don't allow children, and I'm not talking about bars, I'm talking about an actual restaurant. Like, I'm not going to name any because I don't want to say anything, but if they said, would you be more likely to go to that place if they didn't allow kids? Dave, Madison, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Hey, Dale, I want to flip it around a little bit. What about a place, I'm thinking if they're kids, you almost have to say nobody under 18. Because I can see where somebody's going to say, hey, you're discriminating. What if you said, hey, we're not going to let old people eat here?
What would the reasoning be?
Well, I mean, age discrimination. You hear about old people claiming age discrimination all the time. And
no, but I mean, what would be the reasoning for not wanting old people in your establishment?
Well, I mean, God, they sit there and drink coffee forever and take up my food.
They actually did that. There was actually, if I remember correctly, there was a – put him on hold for a second. There was actually a story, I believe, where McDonald's kicked a bunch of old people out of their restaurant because all they did is they sat there and they drank coffee. Yeah, that's right. The couple was sitting too long. 87 and 81-year-old kicked out of a McDonald's because they sat there too long sipping their senior coffee. The couple says the fast food employees kicked them out of the restaurant because they were sitting too long. They were enjoying their regular routine in a mid-afternoon McDonald's snack call they call Scrunch. Okay. And they, I don't know how you come with Scrunch because where's the C come from? Anyway, irrelevant. Between supper and lunch when they were stopped by an employee cleaning up, the dust started kicking up and it was just flying everywhere. She says, does this bother you? And it says, and I said, only if you like to eat dirt does it not bother me. After the incident, the manager approached him and they told them to leave. Your half hour's up. We have to clean the floor now. They indicated that there was a 30-minute time limit. All right, so Dave, I guess you're right. Old people, I guess they got to go too. You're telling me that people would have a problem with that, right?
No, I mean, I know restaurants I go to in Huntsville, and sometimes I sit there. There's a 30, 45-minute wait, and I'm sitting there just watching these old codgers sip on one cup of coffee for 45 minutes. I mean, come on, man. Take it with you. Give them a to-go cup.
I'll tell you what. It's pretty rude. It is pretty damn rude to sit there in a restaurant and sip your coffee while there's people waiting outside for seats. That's pretty rude. But I don't know if you ban people from that. Kids, on the other hand, little snot-nosed monsters. Nah, they got to go. Red Fox 15 on Twitter says, if my child ever touches you with a saucy nugget, feel free to take your frustration out on me because I'm failing society. Okay, folks. I guess we're in agreement. Kids suck. All right, good deal. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. Stay tuned. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.